Hello, welcome back to another night of Shear. I cannot replace Maggot Shear, but I'll be giving Shear in his stead. We're learning Leland Ishmael's Chaim Baruch Ben Zabel, Perel Bas Pinchas, Miriam Liba Bas Rav Aharon, and we're learning Rav Shlomo for all those who are sick. May our Shear be a schus for Klal Yisrael and for Eretz Yisrael. This week's Parsha is Parshas Kisavo, and so what I decided to do is we're going to continue with the mitzvot that outlined by the Sefer HaChinuch. As I find the mitzvah, the Sefer HaChinuch is a sefer that goes through all the mitzvot and the reasonings, and I like to talk about the halachas as well as the reasonings and to try to apply it to our everyday life. So as I pull it up, we're doing mitzvah 606. The mitzvah to read over the Bikurim. So when people took the fruits, they took the fruits and they went to Eretz Yisrael, and I think they gave it to the Kohanim, and they brought it to the Beis HaMikdash, and they have to say something over it. And the saying was from this week's Parsha. So the whole thing about, it's basically a tefillah over the Bikurim. And so it's a specific mitzvah. It's not the mitzvah of davening. It's the mitzvah of saying this kriya over the Bikurim. So we'll talk about the mitzvah and, of course, the reasoning for the mitzvah, and we'll talk a little bit about it. The commandment of recital over the first fruits, like I said, to read over the Bikurim, which were brought to the Beis HaMikdash, that we commanded when bringing the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash to recite these verses in this section over them. And they are from, my father was a wandering Aramean, which is from this week's Parsha, until, behold, I have brought the first of the fruit of the land that Hashem gave me. And this is about this, it is about this, is it stated, and you will answer and you will say in front of Hashem. And they, may their memory be blessed, call the commandment the recital of the first fruits. I have written about the commandment of bringing them in the order of Mishpatim. And the commandment to bring them is likewise repeated in this section. And we already know that many of the commandments are repeated in the Torah, and all of them are for a great matter or necessity. It is from the root of the mitzvah. So why do we have the mitzvah? Why do we have the mitzvah to say the kriya over the Bikurim? That it is since a man arouses his thoughts and draws the truth in his heart with the power of the words of his mouth. So this is something to say for Achina is very big on, is that when we do something, it affects our thoughts. Our actions affect our thoughts. He's consistent with this, and so he's going to explain at length about this specific one. Therefore, and that Hashem did good to him in that he blessed him and his land to bear fruits, and he merited to bring the fruits to that to Hashem, it is appropriate for him to arouse his heart with the words of his mouth and ponder that everything arrived to him from Hashem. And he recount his kindnesses. May he be blessed upon us and upon the people and the Jewish people more generally. Therefore, he begins with the subject of Yaakov our father, whom Hashem rescued from the hand of Laban, and the subject of the slavery of the Egyptians over us, and his and Hashem rescue us from their hand. And following the praise, he requests from Hashem to eternally bestow the blessing on him. And from the arousal of his soul with the praise of Hashem and his goodness, he will merit that his land be blessed. Therefore, Hashem commanded us about this, since he desires kindness. So just to summarize, basically when a person has land and they do very successful, they're very successful in their land and they have a lot of Bikurim. We want to thank Hashem. We want to realize that everything is from Hashem. So according to Sefer HaChinuch, how do you do that? You talk it out. And when you talk it out, this influences your actions. Like I said before, this is a common theme within the Sefer HaChinuch to for the words, for words and actions to affect your thoughts. So what do we do to remember that Hashem, it does chesed for us? We talk about what happened with Yaakov Avinu and the whole slavery. Very similar. To you may realize this might sound very familiar, and if it does, because of Pesach, we do something very similar on Pesach. I don't know the connection exactly. I don't know if there's a really solid connection. But it's the general idea that we recount. We say, you know how we got these Bikurim? You know why my land it did well, and I was able to bring the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash? Because Hashem decided that to do chesed for me, and it didn't just start with me. It started with my forefathers. It started with Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov. It started when the Jews went to Mitzrayim, and it continued all the way through. I didn't come out of a vacuum. I came throughout from a long line of history, and from Yaakov Avinu to Mitzrayim. That's why I have the Bikurim. Very similar, of course, to what we do on Pesach, and we mentioned something very similar on Pesach too. I don't know the connection exactly, but on Pesach we talk about how Lavan was going to uproot everything, and Hashem canceled that out, and we go through the whole story. From Lavan tried to, and then we went down to Mitzrayim, and Hashem saved us, and I guess the idea is that we remember our origins. It brings us to appreciate Hashem more and our history. So we'll talk a little bit about the halachas. From the laws of the commandment is that which they may their memory be blessed said that the obligation of the commandments of the recital of the Bikurim is not upon all that bring first fruits to the temple, as there are those that bring them but do not recite. So some bring them but don't say the Kriya. Who are they? A woman and others, which we won't get into, but basically those who they're only men are obligated. Only men are obligated. And also so too the slave and the shliach do not say. Okay, so if there's an Eved Kenani or you have a shliach, they don't say the Kriya. Why? Because one of the words is you gave me, and you can't say you gave me if you're an Eved Kenani, and Eved Kenani I guess doesn't own land. Of course, if you have a shliach also doesn't. You're only a shliach, so you can't say that about yourself. So only a man who brings Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash could say the Kriya. And from this matter, we should learn to be very exacting and to be careful about the language in our tefillah, not to say anything in front of Hashem without great precision. I remember this, my son, and keep it. Okay, so sometimes you use the word my son. It's just an expression of like authority. And this is a very interesting point, and specifically that when we daven, we should daven. Exactly, specifically, very exact and specific. I guess it does matter. I don't know why, but it does matter. It does matter. It's very clear from that. Okay, and they, may their memory be blessed, also said about this matter that converts bring them and recite, even though the land was not distributed to them. Okay, so a ger would also still brings Bikurim and says the Kriya, even though they're not. They weren't there by Mitzrayim, okay? As it was given to Abraham first, and he was called the father of many nations, meaning to say that anyone who converts is considered like his son. Okay, so we'll skip down a little bit. And this commandment is practiced at the time that the Beis HaMikdash is in existence, but only in the land of Eretz Yisrael, as it is stated. The first fruits of your land you shall bring to the house of Hashem. By males, but not by females, as we have said. We said only guys do it, but the girls aren't commanded to do it. And rabbinically, they would bring the first fruits at the time of the Beis HaMikdash from the cities of Sihon and Og and from Syria. And one who transgresses this and brings the first fruits, but does not recite over them at that time, has violated his positive commandment. So if you bring the Bikurim, you're like, you know what? I'm going to bring the Bikurim, but I'm not going to say the Kriya. What's the big deal? You're over a mitzvah, say. We'll just talk briefly about the mitzvah. One of the reasons why I chose this mitzvah was I felt that we should appreciate what davening is all about. Is that when we dive in, it's to try to make us recognize what Hashem does for us, and to realize that our words matter, and that when we should thank Hashem. Also, we should thank Hashem for the Bikurim, as the Sefer HaKinach himself said. It's important to get the wording correctly and to realize that everything is from Hashem. Whenever I do the 613 mitzvahs from the Chinuch, I always try to elaborate and to try to explain. I try to go through as many of them in the view of the Chinuch, what are the mitzvahs and why do we have them, and to try to garner the lessons, even if something like Bikurim, right, doesn't, we don't, right, the Sefer HaKinuch said that it's only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash with Eretz Yisrael, but there's still the lessons that we can garnish. And of course, we hope that the Beis HaMikdash will be rebuilt very soon. And like with many mitzvahs, we'll have this mitzvah, and to recognize even in our time, okay, we don't say this, but we all know, like there's a Suda Sodah, or somebody makes a lot of money or something like that, things go well. What do we say? We're supposed to say, people say, thank you, Hashem, right? We always attribute it. There's a certain humility. Thank you, Hashem. Hashem is the one that gave this to me. Hashem is the one that gave me the money. Hashem is the one that gave me the right doctor. Hashem is the one that blessed me. And it's, of course, very similar to, it's not the actual mitzvah, but it's related to the mitzvah of Kriya for Bikurim. And so, in the merit of constantly thanking Hashem for good things, there is such a concept that when we thank Hashem for good things, we get more good things. And we definitely should always thank Hashem for all the good we have. In the merit of thanking Hashem for the chesed he bestows, may Hashem bless us with more chesed. This is Eli Neiman wishing everybody brachas, lach on the learning. Live Torah, love Torah, learn Torah. Have a wonderful day. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.